Karen Tilbury of the Lock Parle Historical Society is in the studio with us to talk about some special events coming up. Actually, Karen's the president of the Lock Parle Historical Society. How many years have you been doing that?
Well, I will just be finishing my second year as president, but this is like the end of the sixth year that I've been on the board. It's amazing how quickly time goes by.
Right. Do you have quite a few people on the board?
We have a board of 10 people.
Okay.
Our current board members are Tom Nelson, Ron Kester, Ben Bothan, Joyce Meyer, Glady Hasted, Janine Munsterman, Tim Halverson, Lillian Johnson, and me, Karen Tilbury. We have two new members coming on in January, Luther Famwright and Julie Gerber, and they are replacing Russ Olson and Sonia Lean.
Oh, okay. You had the list right in front of you.
I did. I was prepared.
Yeah, I guess. Well, tell us, it's Lock Parle Historical Society, otherwise known as
the museum,
really along Highway
75
here in Madison. Great place.
Yes, it is. It is just totally amazing, the kind of things that we have there.
Yep.
The purpose of the Historical Society is to collect and preserve the history of Lac qui Parle County, which means we are the organization that saves the history of your family and your ancestors, your school, your church, your 4-H club, your town. And it's especially important when we think of how many schools have closed. You know, I went to Marietta School, and that has been closed. My daughter, who was born in 83, was the last kindergarten class in Marietta.
Oh, okay.
You know, so no Marietta, no Bellingham, no Milan, many.
I'm old enough to remember country schools.
Yep. Yeah, uh-huh.
There were a lot of those.
Yes, there were.
Yep.
And I went to elementary school in Nassau.
Okay.
You know, so we weren't really a country school because we were in town.
In city limit, yeah.
Yeah, three grades downstairs and three grades upstairs when I went to.
Oh, wow.
When I went to Nassau.
Good. Well, Karen, I'm just going to turn it over to you because you got some events coming up at the Lock Parle Historical.
Yes, we do. But first, I want to give a shout out to our staff at the museum. You know, Barbara Edipenning has been our curator for a number of years, and she does a terrific job along with the other staff, Rachel Crowett, Donna Anderson, and Becky Mortensen. And a big thank you goes out to the many volunteers that are so valuable to the running of the museum, among them the museum board of directors. So right now we are working hard on getting the museum ready for Christmas. We will again have Christmas elves hiding in the museum like we did last year. And so it is kind of a search for the elves. And
like an elf on a shelf kind of deal?
Kind of like elf on the shelf kind of deal. The people that complete and find all seven elves are then eligible for a drawing.
Oh.
Okay, and so that's part of what's going on. The volunteers and staff are decorating, and the events committee is planning the Christmas program. The events committee is Janine, Glady, Joyce, and myself. And in the past, we have been fortunate to collaborate with the Lac qui Parle players to have them do part of their Christmas production, but that has not worked for us this year.
Okay.
And a lot of that is due to the remodeling at the Prairie Arts Center. And so the players have needed to do a completely different production, and that is scheduled to be put on at the Madison Mercantile. And that is, I believe, December 16th and 17th, like a Friday evening and a Saturday.
Yep, yep. That's right.
So it'll be real interesting to see what the players can do in a venue like Madison Mercantile.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so our Christmas program at the museum will be on Sunday, December 11th at 4 p.m. That time enables us Vikings fans to see the game.
Okay.
And attendees to the museum to be part of the walkthrough tour of the Christmas lights displays in the park by Lou that evening. And so taking part in the museum program are Brandon Ulstead and Isabel Milbrandt. Brandon will be taking requests at the Baby Grand from 3:30 to 4, and Isabel will play a couple of selections on her flute. And then we will be performing, well, I don't know whether to call it a skit or a program or what to call it, but we are doing Christmas Feud at the Museum.
Christmas Feud at the Museum.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's kind of a takeoff on the popular Family Feud.
Oh, gotcha.
On TV.
Okay.
And we will be having two teams. The Madison Mercantile is getting a team.
Okay.
And the Historical Society. And we will each have a team of four members. And this is going to be low-tech production, you know. We're not going to have all of the fancy computers and graphics and stuff that they have on Family Feud.
Know, all the lights and the music. And
yes, yeah, so it's kind of a challenge to figure out just quite how to do it.
Okay.
And we've not attempted a game show before, and so it'll be all interesting. We are having an extra person on our Christmas Feud that they don't really have on the Family Feud. We're having a Lana White character because we need somebody to uncover the answers for the questions.
Gotcha.
And those kind of things. Okay. You know, pass out the points and you know, when you don't get the right answer and all of that kind of
stuff. So will it be like history questions or history or trivia type stuff? Or
it's going to be more like Christmas questions.
Oh, Christmas questions. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
You know, so we don't have to know the history of Lac La Parle County to be part of this. You know, we aren't going to ask you Minnesota history or Madison history or how many schools there were in Lac La Parle County in 1940 or anything like that. And then after the program, we will be serving some Christmas treats and coffee and hot apple cider.
What day is that again?
That is December 11th, Sunday at 4 in the afternoon.
So you can watch the Vikings game and then head down to
the
museum.
Yes. Well, you know, I can plan your schedule for you, Paul. You're going to go to church on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then you're going to eat at noon and watch the Vikings game.
That's what I usually do, yeah.
And then at a little bit before 4, well, why don't you come to the museum at 3:30 so you can give requests to Brandon for your favorite songs.
Okay. All right.
And then stick around for the hour program and then do the walkthrough for the Christmas lights display. So, see, you've got a full Sunday.
Full Sunday on the 11th.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Then in January, our January meeting, we will be beginning to plan the year's events. We are expecting that we will have a pancake brunch like we've had in the past, a spring open house, our Heritage Day in July. We will be highlighting the 4-H clubs in Lac La Parle County. That's going to be in July. And we will also be having the World War I traveling exhibit beginning May 28th at our at the museum. We had that 2, maybe 3 years ago, and that's a very, very interesting display.
Good. Yeah, that'll be exciting to see.
Becky and Barb have been working on updating the Historical Society's webpage, and that location is www.lqphc.org. And there's more things on our webpage than there has been in the past.
Okay.
You know, we've got a few of the events listed that we know we will be doing, and we will be updating it as we decide what kind of events to do.
Okay.
The museum is open November till April, Tuesday to Fridays from 10 to 4. And we have different hours, May to October. Then we are open Monday to Friday at 10 to 4, and Saturdays 10 to 3.
Okay.
And our phone number there at the museum is 320-598-7678. You know, come to the museum. The museum belongs to all of us.
Yeah, that's right. Better yet, support the museum.
Yes,
you can
that's
do that
for
too,
sure.
Right?
You bet.
On an annual membership thing.
Yep,
very reasonable.
Yes, an annual membership is $20.
Can't beat that.
You know, and then as part of the annual membership, there is a discount on some of the things that we do on the museum. For example, if you are wanting to to have help at Ancestry. You know, we have that available at the museum. You know, you can come and look through all the displays, and we have just so much stuff.
A couple of friends, Angie Young and Christy Fernals, they do a podcast, and they were in the museum. They talked about that on their podcast. They hadn't been in the museum for many years, and well, all the information they got, they're doing a study and stuff, and they thought it was awesome.
Yes, and you know what we have done to the Bly studio this year, new windows and new siding, and you know it just really, really needed a lot of things done, because you know it was an old building, and some of the wood was rotting away, particularly in the windows. And so we were able to get that done.
Good.
We've done a lot of painting on the outside. Ron Kester and Tom Nelson and then Alan Redepenning have done a lot of that kind of maintenance.
Oh.
And then Gladie Hasted is got a real green thumb, and so she does a lot of the planting of flowers and plants. You know,
it really looks nice.
Yeah, it really, really does. We've got a great bunch of people on the board and great volunteers that come in. You know, none of that would be possible. The museum would not be possible without those people.
Right, that's for sure. Well, Karen, thanks for coming in and tell us what's happening at the Loch Parle Historical Society.
Yes, we will have to do this again, but please, everybody, come to see Christmas Feud at the museum on December 11th at 4 o'clock.
And it's located along Highway 75 here in Madison. Can't miss it.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Karen. That's Karen Tilbury, president of the Loch Parle Historical Society.